Spiralling gas prices are threatening to hit supply chains in Britain, with the food and drinks industry warning that a lack of carbon dioxide will affect production. Two British fertiliser plants have paused production, leading to a shortage of CO2, which is a byproduct of fertiliser manufacture. Carbon dioxide is needed to produce fizzy drinks, beer, and is also used to extend the shelf life of food. But, of course, its shortage is creating a significant threat and challenge for the UK authorities, as our London correspondent Sean Whelan can tell us. Sean, what's been happening?
Right, well, there's a big problem in the gas market worldwide. The price of gas has tripled since the start of the year. It's gone up 70% since the start of August, and that's starting to have big knock-on consequences throughout industries in the UK, but it's also going to ripple out across Europe, we're told. But here in particular, we've had a number of energy companies are failing as they can't afford the prices of gas. And it's also the big industrial users are being affected. And one of them is the fertilizer industry, which is bad news for farmers because a couple of the very big plants that supply an awful lot of fertilizer here have just stopped making fertilizer because they say it's 20% above the break-even price for gas that they're prepared to pay. So they just won't do it. A byproduct of that is CO2, carbon dioxide, the thing we're trying to get rid of out of the atmosphere through all these UN climate change agreements. But in its bottled pure industrial form, it has an enormous range of uses in industry, from cooling nuclear power plants to being used in the health service to being used very extensively in the food and drink production. It's the thing that puts the fizz into fizzy drinks. Mm-hmm. It drives beer through the taps, and it's also used in packaging food to try and preserve the shelf life of food. It's really, really important. And that's because they've stopped making it, people are running out, and the food industry is starting to grind to a halt. And if they think they've had problems with labour shortages because of COVID and because of Brexit, this one is the straw that might well break the camel's back and is causing panic in the food industry here.
And it's reaching right across, particularly the food chain, right into the farmers' yards.
Absolutely, into the farmers' yards. Poultry is very affected, and pig farming in particular. And I've been speaking to one pig farmer, Fergus Howie, down on his farm in Essex, who was explaining to me the problems and the way they've had wave after wave of issues, starting with these labour problems and now running into the COVID problem and also the CO2 gas shortage, how it affects him in his farm, where he also processes his own pig meat as well. This is what he's telling me.
It's like a perfect storm. So one, labour issues over the last few months have created 10 to 15% staff shortages in most plants, meat plants and abattoirs, which have meant that there is inability to slaughter enough pigs, so there's backlog of pigs on farms. On top of that, now we've got CO2 shortages, which means that pigs can't be stunned, pigs can't be slaughtered, and then the meat can't be packed. So fresh meat's got about a 3 or 4 day shelf life. If you put it in a modified atmosphere pack, you can extend that life, and you can butcher, you can pack, you can supply to a supermarket depot, they can get it on the supermarket shelf, the customer's still got 5 days to a week of shelf life. Without CO2, the day that the customer gets it on the shelf is the day it goes out of date. So without CO2, the fresh meat market is on its knees.
Essex pig farmer Fergus Howie. Sean, is Brexit a factor in all of this?
Well, it's a factor in so much as it has affected labour shortages in Britain. That you heard him talking about the difficulties at abattoirs getting staff. We've also had these fairly well flagged problems in the transport industry because truck drivers from other European countries left Britain largely last Christmas and haven't come back. That is driving real problems there. Mr. Howie himself has his storerooms full of frozen meat. He's even had to charter in an articulated truck trailer refrigerated to store stuff in because transport companies aren't able to move his goods around in the just-in-time sort of way that we've been used to getting and shipping goods around the place because of this shortage of drivers. So that's where the Brexit problem is. They've got product piling up in the factory. They've got pigs piling up in the barnyard, not so much in his place because he can process his own meat, but for other farmers, if there's a 25% reduction in the amount of pigs going through abattoirs, he says, you know, if you send 400 pigs to the abattoir, they send 100 back to you. And that's why over the past few weeks in Britain, there's 100,000 pigs surplus to the system are back on farms, all needing to be fed and looked after. And of course, with a feed shortage caused by the fertilizer shortage, it's just getting worse and worse for the farmers.
It's a circular crisis in many ways. But what's the British government doing to try to get the CO2 supplies restored?
In the short term, they've struck a deal overnight with the two big factories. They're owned by one American company to basically subsidize production. So they're going to pay them up to £20 million over the next 3 weeks. It's only a three-week deal. They're hoping that this is a spike in the energy prices. But if it becomes a longer-term problem, and the signs from the European market are that it will be a longer-term problem because there's issues with gas supplies from Russia and also issues with the wind not blowing, which I believe, and driving wind turbines, which means electricity companies have a higher demand for gas. That's all squeezing the price ever upwards. So they face a really serious problem. And I don't think it's going to be confined to Britain either. This one looks like it's going to spread out.
All right. Sean Whelan, London correspondent. Thanks for that.